Aloha, Hawaiian Sugar. Unfortunately, in this case, aloha means goodbye. After more than a century in business, Hawaii produced its last sugar crop in December. Ryan Weston, who represents the industry in Washington, blames an uncertain economic climate for the downfall.
Sugar prices have been low for many years because Mexico broke U.S. trade laws and dumped tons of subsidized sugar onto our market. The U.S. government just negotiated a legal settlement to stop Mexico's predatory trade practices, but it was too late for Hawaii. Mexico's dumping, combined with added regulatory burdens, was just too much to overcome. Lots of wonderful people lost their jobs, and it's a shame.
Weston, who traveled to Hawaii for their last factory closing, says that it should serve as a cautionary tale as Congress begins debate of U.S. sugar policy. That policy operates at no cost to taxpayers and offers some protection from subsidized foreign sugar. Without it, Weston fears, it won't be long before the rest of America's sugar industry says aloha. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. For the International Sweeteners Symposium in San Diego, I'm Eric John Magnuson.